you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
For this conversation, I'm joined in studio by the CEO of the Beer Association of South Africa, Charlene Lowe, to help us unpack the numbers behind this industry that significantly contributes to South Africa's economy. Such a pleasure to have you in studio, ma'am.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
I'm excited about this one because typically, I guess, many South Africans don't know that there's a beer association, and many of us might think, well, it's just about making sure that, you know, we fill up our crates and fill up the tables. Yeah. But maybe let's start with your mandate as the Beer Association. What do you stand for?
So maybe let me start off by saying that beer is big business. Mm-hmm. If you can imagine just the size of consumption in South Africa, over 70% of South Africans drink beer. Mm. And in terms of its prevalence, compared to other alcoholic beverages, beer still leads by far. So that's really to try and give you some context around why we exist.
Definitely.
So giving it that intro, I think it speaks volumes in terms of why you then need an association. There are big business interests that the association needs to protect. There is sustainability that's needed in the industry. There's job creation that this particular industry sustains and needs to continue to sustain and grow. There's enterprise development, skills development that is needed to basically create an even bigger sector. Mm-hmm. So the association plays a role in all of those things and, of course, trying to protect the sector from overtaxation.
100%. Maybe let's talk about that in terms of the numbers. But I saw the report today highlighting that local beer industry in 2023 contributed 96 billion rand to South Africa's GDP. This is not a small number to scoff at. You even go further into describing that for every 79 rand contributed to GDP, 1 rand comes from the beer industry. Help us contextualize this.
So, indeed, this is a study that takes place every 4 to 5 years. The last study was done in 2019. We've now come out with new research in 2023 that is telling us that, indeed, as you've indicated, 98 billion rands contribution to GDP by the beer sector. And if I compare it with the 2019 data, this is a 37% increase. Mm. And so what you then can see from that particular number and the increase is that the sector is continuing to grow, its contribution even deepening as the years go by. And I think it's just one of those very valuable contributors to the economy that needs to be protected and sustained.
Got you. And maybe let's talk about that journey, right, from barley to bottling, because that's actually where we need to take this in terms of understanding the business of beer. It's right across the spectrum and the growth in terms of the value chain. What are we seeing when it comes to those numbers in the different segments?
So what I can tell you is to try and put context to these numbers is that barley is one of the key products in making and manufacturing beer. And so this is a supply chain aspect of the beer industry. And so the supply chain of the industry is essentially 90% local. Mm. So that's just another context just to show how localized the beer sector is in South Africa, mm-hmm. as well as how localized the supply chain is. But in terms of the agricultural sector, just by way of example, the beer sector contributes about 38,000 jobs. Mm-hmm. And if one looks at just what barley contributed to GDP because of the beer sector, this is in the region of 1.4 billion rands. And so it just goes to show that there's a downstream value chain that also is stimulated, enabled by the beer sector.
Yeah.
You did indicate in your introduction around, of course, there's packaging, there's logistics, there's distribution, there are retail stores, there are hotels and that hospitality space, mm-hmm. all of which are stimulated by the beer sector. Mm-hmm. And so cumulatively, what we're seeing is that the downstream value chain or the supply chain of the sector saw a contribution of 13.5 billion rands because of beer.
And overall, if I'm not mistaken, globally, 210,000 jobs, in South Africa specifically. So that's a considerable number, especially if we think about the climate of unemployment in the country.
Oh, absolutely. One cannot overemphasize the need for jobs in this country. Mm. But I think what I need to also emphasize is that these are quality jobs that this industry provides, jobs that allow the employees in these particular manufacturing plants and these other logistic areas and distribution and retail to stimulate, to purchase, to buy, and to further grow the economy. Mm-hmm. So I think that's something that we're very proud of as a sector, to say these are quality jobs, they enable that economic stimulation. And I think more than anything, this sector is geared to grow even more. Mm-hmm. I think with the right enabling legislation and policy decisions by government, we should see this industry, in fact, increase and enhance the job creation in South Africa.
Yeah. And let's talk about that, Charlene, because you're right. Sometimes, and perhaps with speaking with different stakeholder groups, you get the uncomfortable sense around the negative views that many South Africans still have around the beer industry overall, given the negative attributes that alcohol abuse typically takes on. How do we find that balance in terms of enabling growth within the environment, minimizing taxes where we can, and opening up policies that will enable and provide growth?
Yeah. I want to reiterate that the sector is in big support of government initiatives around public health. And what it has done to show that support and that partnership, they've invested a considerable amount of money into innovation, mm-hmm. innovating to come up with low alcohol beer, zero alcohol beer,
yes.
and moving and advocating for consumers to move towards these, I would say, more wellness-related options, if I can put it that way, that also meet public health objectives and concerns. And, you know, the world over, I think the WHO has also intimated, and there's research that shows, that countries, in fact, that are having manufacturers that produce low alcohol or low percentage alcohol essentially have better health outcomes. And so beer in of itself already is a low alcohol beverage. I mean, I think the average beer is in the region of around 5%. Mm-hmm. And there are even lower options now to the point of having a zero option. Mm-hmm. And so it gives anyone who perhaps isn't interested in taking in alcohol to still enjoy the occasion with everyone else with a 0% alcohol beer.
Got you. Next week is the budget speech, and we know all eyes on the finance minister, Enoch Godongwana. And typically, sin taxes is always on the list. And this is where alcohol beverages and beer within that particular basket are characterized as products that would see a natural increase in tax. What's your stance this year?
This year, we have made a very strong appeal to the Minister of Finance and to National Treasury to say, give us an inflationary related increase.
Got you. So anything between 3% and 6%.
That's correct. I think what we're saying is that as a sector, we have seen overtaxation.
And just for context, in the past, how high have the increases been on average?
On average, they've exceeded inflation. Hmm. And so what we're saying is that keep us at inflation and, you know, allow this industry to be able to support government in its economic reparation and restoration agenda.
Yes.
But to overtax, all it does is that it has negative implications. One, consumers are stretched in terms of their pockets. And the obvious is that they're going to resort to illicit alcohol. Mm. An illicit alcohol that is not meant for human consumption. And that has negative public health consequences. And of course, they don't generate any revenue from illicit alcohol. Mm. So it's really about entering into conversation with government to try and find that middle ground, if you will, around a policy regime that is enabling to the sector's growth and its contribution to the economy.
Got you. Yeah. I understand that might be met with a lot of criticism from other stakeholder groups in terms of a pushback. How much encouragement do you have that perhaps your calls will land positively on the ears of the finance minister?
You know, it's always going to be something that we're not able to 100% predict. But we are hoping that with research such as what has come out with the Oxford Economic Report, the value of this particular industry can be better understood, that this is an industry that is not all bad. It has some significant positives. And if one even goes back to some of the positives that are contained in that report, reflecting just on tax revenue collection in this country and the contribution of the sector, we're looking at 72 billion rands and an increase of 34% since 2019. And so that particular contribution, I think, should be taken into account, and the fact that we want to continue to contribute and make a meaningful input into this country's economy. But we can only do that if we partner with the right policies and the right enabling legislation.
Got you. Yeah. I'm aware that you joined the Beer Association in April of 2024, and progress has been made since your appointment, almost a year in. Yeah. So well done.
Thanks.
But this also takes me back to a time where COVID happened, right? And that's actually where we saw the scourge of illicit alcohol sales and beer sales, people even brewing it, pineapple and the likes, in their kitchens. And I'm keen to understand, have we made progress in terms of limiting the scourge of illicit beer trade in South Africa and distribution?
I believe it's on the rise. I think as we see alcohol becoming, and legal alcohol that is becoming more and more expensive, we're obviously seeing that more and more consumers that are stretched are moving towards illicit alcohol. So it's definitely on the rise. And within our own industry conversations, it has become a very significant topic that we are wanting to find long-term and sustainable solutions for. But I think ultimately, we do need better law enforcement.
Yeah. It's a multi-pronged approach,
right? And we have to be a partner to that particular type of approach. I do believe, of course, that there needs to be prosecution and better prosecution of those that are found to be trading in illicit alcohol. Because for me, the biggest concern, of course, is just that public health concern around the fact that consumers don't know what they're consuming. And there are fatal consequences to consuming illicit alcohol. You've highlighted the COVID scenario. We saw deaths from that illicit trade, if you will. And I think we're very quick to forget just some of the very negative consequences of driving consumers in that direction. But we're a willing partner, and we're being proactive as an industry as well to try and make sure that we devise means within ourselves as an alcohol industry to curb illicit trade.
100%. Before I let you go, Charlene, I think for many of us, when we think of the Beer Association, and it came to mind as well, we're aware of the initiatives that are being driven by the likes of SAB, owned by AB and Bev, Heineken as well, which is recently bought a large operation of the likes of Distell in South Africa. But I'm keen to understand, when it comes to innovation and perhaps smaller players coming on board, especially the artisanal beer producers, are they part of your association? What are we seeing in terms of encouragement to spur a little bit more competition in the industry and more innovation?
Let me call it the SMME sector within the beer industry. These are essentially who we refer to as microbrewers or craft brewers. There are in excess of 200 of them in the country, across the country. And many of them are unable to scale themselves to become big because of unspoken government policy that shuts the door to funding by government funding agencies. And, you know, as you indicated, there is a negative connotation towards alcohol. But we're trying to showcase the other side of the industry and how we're also taking responsibility and being responsible around encouraging responsible consumption. But this is an industry that, or segment of the industry that does fall under BASA. And we want to see them, in fact, grow and create more jobs, because it's a very, very labor-intensive thing, the art of making beer. And there are massive opportunities for this country to see more jobs coming out of that particular SMME sector within the beer industry. So if they're enabled a little bit more with funding, growth is inevitable. And we're seeing the consumers are responding. more and more consumers are loving craft beer, are loving that artisanal beer, as you've referenced. And it would be nice to get it in every supermarket. And so that's what we're trying to support. We're trying to advocate and lobby for as well, that we see more funding and investment opportunity for that particular sector, so that it can also play its very meaningful role in the economic agenda, if I will, if you will, of the country. Yeah,
got you. Well, we wish you all the best. We'll be on the ground and listening directly to the finance minister in Cape Town next week, and hopefully you'll be pleased with the outcome, but we'll see. But really appreciate your time, and thank you so much for giving us some insight into a sector which at times can actually be very divisive depending on people's experience and which end of the spectrum that they sit on. But as you mentioned, the numbers don't lie, so it's still a significant contributor to society and the country overall. All the best going forward, Charlene.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That's Charlene Lowe, who joins us today as the CEO of the Beer Association of South Africa. Share your thoughts with us. Voice notes are more than welcome. 063-688-0959.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.